Our scripture readings this morning are Isaiah 30:18. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. And Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from ourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
Lord, we do thank you. And one more time, for those who are listening by podcast, we ask that you would bless. Let the sermon, God, be a blessing to them. Let it speak into their life. And we give you all of the praise. Speak through me today, God. And I give you all of the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So today, we are talking about grace. You know, I've been talking about grace and peace for, well, I said I was going to talk about it all this year long. This is my year of peace and my year of grace. And so last week we talked about God's peace, but this week I want to talk about his grace and just how amazing, and that's what I titled it, God's amazing grace, how amazing his grace is, how much he forgives us, how much he covers us when we make mistakes. We've all made mistakes, haven't we? We've all said things that are just crazy. When we look back on it, you're like, how did I say that? Why did I say that? And you know, but God is so good. His grace forgives. It covers us. We can walk in that grace. What an amazing thing that we can walk in the grace of God. I had some occasions over the last few weeks to receive his grace, you know, because there were things I was like in my head thinking, oh, and then I'm going to say this and I'm like, I know that's not what God would want. And he showed me grace. Because he allowed me not to act a fool in public. Amen. He covered me. He covered me and allowed me not to act up in front of people and in public. And I thank him for that because he showed me when I got home, he showed me, that's grace. You're walking in my grace. If you hear me, I can guide you and I can keep you from making those mistakes. But I thank him for that grace. I thank him for his mercy and how he does cover me through the years. Can you remember our teenage years? All of the stuff we did that we know we didn't deserve God's grace. We didn't, but he's so good. His grace and his mercy is so good that he covered us in his grace. And so I'm going to talk about his grace, but I also want to talk about us showing grace to others, because there are so many times people have hurt you. Sometimes they don't even mean it, you know, but we are so quick to get offended by it. Oh, they said this. Oh, they said that. And we're so quick to get offended by it. But we have to show God's grace, you know, just like he shows us his amazing grace. We have to be able to show his grace to people. And that was a new concept to me in that. I hadn't really heard it like that. You know, we're always like, don't get offended or whatever. But showing grace to others was something I've been really looking into this year, 25 coming into 26, because I kept hearing the word grace. And so it was something I'd really been just thinking about. And I'm going to read my first scripture, then I'll share this story. Isaiah 30:18, it says, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. His grace, he rises up to show us grace. So can we show some grace to people when they, you know, sometimes they mean it, but sometimes they really don't. They don't really realize what they're saying or what they're doing. And so we can show grace and not always get so offended. So when I was in school, and I don't know if you saw my podcast, I posted this on Facebook, but I know everyone doesn't watch it, so I wanted to share it again. But when I was in school, I handed in a paper to my professor, and I thought I'd done a really great job. I'm like, all right, I got this done, I got it, you know. This is going to be a good one, is what I felt like. I handed it in. We, you know, it was through email. And I got an email back, and he said, it looks like you plagiarized this whole paper. I'm like, I know I did not. I know I didn't do that. And so he said, but I'm going to show you grace. I'm going to show you grace. We'll talk about it so we can talk it through, because I'm choosing to believe that that's not what you did. I said, okay. But I was actually a little offended, like that he would think that I plagiarized it. I have to be honest. And I was kind of like, he's going to show me grace? I got a little upset, like, Who are you? Who are you? But I talked to him. We talked it through and I realized we just were citing different the way we were citing it. I was citing it wasn't what how he wanted it. And it all worked out. And then God showed me. Now, he could have just kicked you out and said you were a cheater and that was it. But he showed you grace. And that's what God does. He showed me grace. And I was too silly to really realize it at first. But when God started to show me, that's what grace is. He gave you that chance to work it out. He gave you that chance to walk it through. That's what God's grace is for us. He gives us that chance that when we mess up, and we all mess up, but when we mess up, he gives us that chance to get it right with him. Why? Because it's grace. It says he longs to show us grace. Amen. He longs to show us grace. And so he gives us that grace. And so in return, I think, why can't we give grace to others? We run into so many situations. I know just in my community work and just in everything and being in church my whole life, we've had to show grace. People have said things that we didn't like. People have done things that we didn't like or didn't agree with. But we can show grace, right? If God could show me grace, if my professor had the power to kick me out of the school, I wouldn't be here. Had that happened, my life wouldn't have taken the direction it did. But that grace, the grace he showed me and the grace God shows us, we can walk in that grace and we can show it to other people. So my next scripture is Ephesians 2, 6 through 9. And it says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. And in order that in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no man can boast. He gives us grace, not that we can do it in ourselves. We can't give ourselves grace, you know, and we can. I'll take that back, because sometimes we have to show ourselves grace too. Sometimes we fail and we're harder on ourselves than we are on others. We're so hard on ourselves. So we can show ourselves grace, but we're saved through God's grace. It's that grace that he gives us. We are saved through his grace. And there's nothing better than that, than knowing that he sent his son here, that we can be saved, that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. It's by that grace. And no, I forgot to show the definition of grace, but let me just read that for you real quick. It was at the very beginning, but David, you don't have to go back to that. Says grace, God's free and unearned favor, love and mercy. His free, unearned favor, love and mercy. Just to see it up there, to know it's his favor. Have you ever felt like you had favor? You were walking in God's favor? Yeah, I feel that grace that he gives us, that favor that he gives me. I can think of many times I know it was his favor. I know it was his favor that worked that situation out for me. I can think of so many times. And I'm so thankful for his grace and his favor and his mercy that it covers me. When I fail, I thank him for that grace and mercy. And I know each of you can think of something where you're like, I know that was God's mercy. I know that was his grace that helped me. And so today, I just want to encourage you to walk in that grace. To walk in that grace and to share that grace. Embrace it for you, knowing that God, when you fail, that God covers you. When you fall, his grace, his mercy, it covers you. And if he's giving you grace, can't you show grace? Can you show grace to others? Show them the grace that God shows you, and not just immediately get upset when they say something you don't like, when they don't agree with you. Let's not just immediately jump to that point where we're ready to fight. We're ready to fight because I don't agree with you. But let's show grace. Let's be intentional in 2026 that we first walk in peace, as we talked about last week, but also that we are more intentional in showing grace to others, to allowing for that situation where maybe they didn't mean it. Maybe they didn't mean for that to happen. And even if they did, you know, I had that one once, and that was, I just love the Lord because he's always good at showing me. He's always good at showing me. And if I'll listen, I can learn from it. But He wouldn't let me. I was like, well, I'm just not going to really talk. I'm just going to, you know, I remember what you did to me. I remember it. But God didn't want that. He wanted me to be free. He wanted me to be free. And he's like, if I can show you grace, certainly you can show them grace, whether they meant it or not. You can show them grace. You can walk in grace and show them that. I'm showing you grace. I'm giving you freedom to walk. I'm giving you freedom to talk and be who you are. And so I want to encourage you today to make grace, be intentional about it. Make grace be your choice, your first choice. Let that be your first choice before you just jump to conclusions or whatever it may be. Let grace be your first choice to show your neighbor, to show your friend, to show your family, to show the person in the street, to show the person at the grocery store who hits you with their cart. Maybe they're in, you know, maybe their mind is just full. Have you ever been in the store and your mind is just full and you kind of do crazy stuff and you're not really there? And, you know, and you may bump someone or something like that. Let's not turn to anger, you know, but let's show them grace. Maybe you're going through something today and I don't know about it. I don't realize it. I don't know you. So I'm going to show you God's grace. And I think that that's just something that I felt really strongly we should start trying to be intentional about this year in 2026. Now, my last scripture, it's from 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. And it says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." He came to give us grace. He didn't have to. He didn't have to do that. But he came that we might have, that we might be all that we can be. Amen. That we might walk in that grace, that we might walk in that love. He came for that, but it was through his grace. It was through that grace. And so I want you all to just think about that this week. Make this week be your week to really be intentional in walking in grace, in God's grace. You know, maybe there's someone or something that you've had an issue with. Rethink it. Think about it again. Give it a little more thought. See, are you coming from it the right way? Are you showing them grace in that situation? Or are you still mad from 20 years ago? Are you still holding on to it? No, I'm not going to give up on that. They did this to me. But can we think about showing grace, God's grace? Showing grace. So that's all I have today. That's all I want to talk about today. That's it. I just want to impart that. And as the months go on, we're going to talk a little more and I'll bring more about peace and more about grace. But today, I just want you to think about that. Take that this week with you and think about being intentional and showing grace in every situation, in every part of your life. Be intentional about it. All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. You're worthy and a wonderful God. You're such an amazing and awesome God. I thank you, God, for all that you do. I thank you for the grace and the mercy, God, that you show each one of us, God, when we fail. I thank you that you lift us back up, God. You put us back in our place, and I thank you for it. There's nothing too hard for you, so there's nothing we can do, God, that your grace doesn't cover, that your mercy doesn't cover, that your favor, God, doesn't cover, and I thank you for it, and I give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory, and then, God, we do pray again for our prayer list, God, for each person. You know each person, face by face, person by person, God, and we ask that you would touch and meet them at their very point of need. And then, God, we pray for those who are here in the house today. God, we thank you for each one, God, who made their way out today. We ask that you meet them, each one, at their very point of need, God. You know, God, sickness, Lord, you are a healer. We thank you that you are our healer. And we ask that you would let healing, God, be their virtue today. God, if it's finances, that you would meet them at that need, God. Lord, and whatever it is, if it's depression, Lord, that you would meet them at that need. You would bring joy. And we give you all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.